USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
As expected, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein submits his resignation to President Trump, effective May 11th. Attorney General William Barr says Rosenstein served the Justice Department with dedication and distinction. He'd intended to leave his position last month, but stayed on for the completion of the Mueller probe. In February, Fox News reported that Barr had picked Jeffrey Rosen, who currently serves as Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Transportation, to take over for Rosenstein. A 26-year-old former U.S. Army soldier who served in Afghanistan has been charged with plotting terror attacks in the Los Angeles area. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Mark Domingo's alleged terror plot was thwarted by undercover agents.
He was taken into custody after he took receipt of what he thought were pressure cooker bombs, and after he traveled to Long Beach to survey the site where his intended victims were to congregate.
Domingo allegedly sought to detonate improvised explosive devices at a rally in Long Beach. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In his first campaign event since making his run official, former Vice President and now Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden talked about building up the middle class during a rally in Pittsburgh.
It starts with access to affordable education so that everyone can get the skills they need. 12 years of education in the 21st century is not enough.
And Biden accused President Donald Trump of abusing the powers of his office and ignoring everyone but his political base. The number of measles cases in the U.S. continues to climb. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar with the numbers.
CDC is reporting 704 cases of measles from 22 states. This is the greatest number of cases reported in the United States since measles was eliminated.
So far, no deaths have been reported. Boys in the Hood director John Singleton died Monday at the age of 51 due to complications from a stroke he suffered almost 2 weeks ago. At age 24, he became the youngest and first black filmmaker to win an Oscar nomination for Best Director and Best Original Screenplay. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Woodstock 50 has been canceled. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Organizers of the festival, which was scheduled to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the legendary music festival this summer, announcing that plans for the event will not go forward. In a statement, the global marketing group behind the event listed a number of issues, including concerns about the health and safety of those who would attend. They also questioned whether Watkins Glen International Speedway in New York could accommodate the 100,000-person festival. More than $30 million has already been spent on the festival lineup, which included Jay-Z, The Killers, Imagine Dragons, Miley Cyrus, and more. Billboard reports most of the artists had already been paid.
In Missouri, St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger has resigned after being indicted on trading political favors for campaign donations. Assistant U.S. Attorney Hal Goldsmith says the county's highest elected official faces a 20-year prison term if convicted.
There's a pay-to-play scheme, obviously, that involved bribes paid through political donations in exchange for his official acts in awarding and directing others to award contracts.
Seven people were found dead in two homes in Sumner County, Tennessee, in what investigators are calling related homicides. A suspect, Michael Cummins, is in custody after being shot by police. Sonny Weatherford, Sumner County Sheriff.
This is one of the worst things that I've ever been involved with in Sumner County. I've never seen anything that would even come close to this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.